Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Greg Dale. Greg is the Southwest Operations Manager for Coast Seafood, located on Humboldt Bay. And today we're going to talk about Coast Seafood. Let's talk first of all about the organization of Coast Seafood. You don't just have the one location on Humboldt Bay, you have several locations. What are they and how do they kind of interact?
We're a fully integrated shellfish company. We have a hatchery, we have nurseries, we have farms, and we harvest and process and sell our own products. So we do everything from the very beginning to the very end, which is kind of an oddity in this day and age in any kind of agricultural enterprise. We have a hatchery in Quilcene, Washington. It's on the Hood Canal, and it's a very modern, very well-run hatchery. It's a very successful hatchery. We have a nursery, and one of the interesting things about shellfish is they start out very small, about 400 microns. In order for them to grow, they eat algae. You have to grow lots of algae. So you can only do that so long in a hatchery, and we ship them to nurseries. We have a nursery here in Humboldt Bay. We have a nursery in Kona, Hawaii, and we have a nursery in Willapa Bay. And so we spread these animals out to these different locations, and they grow up to seed. We have a farm here in Humboldt Bay. We have a farm in Willapa Bay in Washington, and a farm in Grays Harbor, Washington.
That's quite a few different businesses located in quite diverse places.
We're all very close, and we all know each other. We've all been together for 20 years.
How long has Coast Seafood been in business in Humboldt Bay?
Coast has been in business since 1946. They were founded by a man named Vern Hayes and came to California in 1955. So they started farming oysters in Humboldt Bay in 1955.
That's quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And how many acres are farmed in Humboldt Bay?
There's about 360 acres farmed in Humboldt Bay. Coast is about 300, and then there's about 60 spread out between four other growers.
Okay.
And then we actually own and lease. The way the leases work out, you have to have these big leases. You only farm on a very small amount. But we own and lease about 4,000 acres, but we only grow on about 300 of those 4,000.
And what products are produced here?
We produce two types of oysters. We produce a Pacific oyster, which is a larger oyster. Generally, most of our Pacifics are shucked into jars and sold in retail establishments or restaurants, big chains. Some breaders, we sell those Pacifics, and they're repacked for breading. And there's breaders around the country that buy those oysters. And then we sell a Kumamoto, which is a smaller, more desirable white tablecloth oyster. And those are probably the pride and joy of Humboldt Bay. We're one of the few places in the world that grows a kumo very well. So we have concentrated our efforts on growing kumos in Humboldt Bay, and it's a beautiful oyster. And then we also nurse and grow clam seed and sell that seed to various farmers around the West Coast.
What percent of the state or national oyster production happens here in Humboldt Bay?
Well, production that actually comes out of Humboldt Bay. Humboldt Bay is a major oyster producer in the state of California, and the production varies from year to year, as you can imagine. It varies from a low of about 40% of the oysters produced in California come from Humboldt Bay to a high of about 80%. And if you look at it over the years, it's about 70%. About 70% of the oysters grown in California come from Humboldt Bay, which says a lot.
That's a lot of oysters.
It is. You know, one of the things that's interesting is California is one of the largest consumers of oysters in the country. It used to be second. It used to be New York State first, California second. Prior to 2007, from about 2000 through 2007, New York was still number one. Las Vegas was number two.
Huh. And that's all those tourists.
Yeah. It's interesting. They consume a lot of food. A lot of high-end food just goes into that market. Consequently, it moved California down the list, number three. But California is still a huge consumer.
And what percentage of your sales are in Humboldt County?
A very small percent. I looked at this here not that long ago, maybe a year ago. About less than 3% of our sales are in Humboldt County.
So we need to start eating more oysters here locally to kind of pick up our numbers.
We do. Yeah. I love to give oysters away because you give an oyster away, you sell 10.
It's true.
People, all they need to do is try a Humble Bay Kumo and they're hooked.
See, and this has been exactly my circumstance because I first had Kumamoto oysters as a person who was coordinating the Elder Hostel program, and Coast Seafood gave a sack of Kumamoto oysters to our program. We barbecued them up. I ate my very first Kumo oyster, and I have to say, I was dead set against oysters, really didn't get the whole attraction, and I was sold. And now we eat them regularly.
That
is absolutely true. Now, you also had an interesting story about eating lunch in D.C.
One of the real great things about this area is we really have some high-quality foods that are grown here, and individuals that really care about quality foods and making sure that everything's done right. Cypress Groves, all these organic farmers, our farmers market folks. And so when you go out of the county or you go out of this area, I often realize how spoiled we are when we eat at different places around the country. I was in D.C. I go to this restaurant frequently. They purchase our oysters, and it's a very high-end white tablecloth restaurant, which I don't get to frequent very often. I just go there because they're our customer. And they had our Kumos on the menu, and they were baking them, and they were baking them with Humboldt Fog on them.
Uh-huh.
So they had two Humboldt County products, uh-huh. and it was one of their best-selling appetizers.
Wow.
They love it when we come, and mm-hmm. they love the fact that we're two Humboldt County companies mm-hmm. that are put together. They've got a wonderful product, and they're world-renowned.
Sure. A lot of good stuff coming out of Humboldt County. And I agree. We are very lucky to have all these products available on a daily basis. Let's talk about the types of oysters that are grown here. You grow the Japanese oysters and the Kumo oysters. And what happened to the native oysters that were native to Humboldt Bay?
Okay, there's an interesting story about oysters on the West Coast of America. By and large, oysters were a delicacy on the West Coast. On the East Coast, they were everywhere, as they were in San Francisco Bay and in Willapa Bay and in Puget Sound. But the native oyster is called the Olympia oyster. It is a fairly low fecundity, doesn't have a whole lot of recruitment. They're not very hardy. So any kind of water pollution, any kind of disturbance, they don't really thrive under those conditions. And so what we've had here in the West Coast of America for the last 200 years has been disturbance. So the native oyster, when people came out for the gold rush in the 1850s, they wanted oysters. They were a comfort food. San Francisco Bay was probably the largest oyster-producing bay on the West Coast, bar none. You read about it in Steinbeck. You read about it, in Jack London. They harvested every single oyster they could get their hands on to sell to the gold miners. The guys that were harvesting oysters were selling oysters then for the same price that we sell them today, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so the value was there. They just wiped out the oysters in San Francisco
okay.
Bay. They moved to Tomales Bay. They moved to Morro Bay. They moved to Humboldt Bay. They moved to Willapa Bay, to Hood Canal. They wiped out all the oysters on the West Coast. And it didn't take them that long, because the oysters weren't coming back. On the East Coast, when they started wiping out the oysters, oysters are very fecund, can mm-hmm. be. The native oyster is not one of those types of animals. So what happened is they pretty much wiped out all the oysters, and they weren't coming back. And so they tried to farm them, and that's what you see. You see out here in Humboldt Bay, you'll see the weirs over by Bray Cut, and you'll see them over on Indian Island, where about 1910, they were trying to farm the native oyster. It just is not an animal that's very successful, doesn't react to those types of techniques successfully. So they tried to bring in eastern oysters and sell those. You can imagine in the 1860s, 1870s, bringing oysters across the country wasn't hugely successful. They tried to grow them in San Francisco Bay. That wasn't very successful. So all around the world, the Japanese oyster, I guess is the species name, it's probably one of the oldest domestic animals. That's one of the things you should know, too, is oysters are a very old domestic animal, probably the oldest domestic animal.
Mm-hmm.
They've been farming them for tens of thousands of years. These Japanese oysters, they brought over because they'd been farming them in Japan for thousands of years. They had huge success with them in San Francisco, in Tomales Bay, in Drake's Estero, in Washington. They're very fecund. They're very hardy. They're disease resistant. They have good shelf life. They're, fairly tasty. So when they brought those over, they started having lots of success with them. The Pacific is one species we grow, and the Pacific oyster is grown pretty much everywhere in the world. The Kumamoto oyster, it's a smaller and a different oyster than a Pacific oyster. They won't get as big as a Pacific. They're very temperamental. They have specific requirements for temperature and water quality. They don't thrive well everywhere. So Humboldt Bay is, I call it the Goldilocks syndrome. we're kind of right in the middle. We're not too hot, we're not too cold, and they grow here well. We're very fortunate here that we can grow the kumos.
We've been talking today with Greg Dale, Southwest Operations Manager for Coast Seafood.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.